Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Living Frugal and Thriving: 40 Different Ways to Develop a Frugal Mindset. Simplify Your Life and Enjoy Life on a Budget is a practical personal finance and lifestyle guide by Kathy Stanton. It belongs to the frugality and simple living category. And its purpose is not to present a complex financial theory, but to offer approachable ways to reduce unnecessary spending, make daily life less cluttered, and build habits that support a budget-conscious lifestyle. Based on the title and available catalog information, the book focuses on mindset, everyday choices, and small changes that can make frugal living feel manageable rather than restrictive. It appears designed for readers who want concrete, low-barrier strategies for saving money while still maintaining comfort and enjoyment. In this sense, the book fits a common pattern in modern frugal living, writing it blends practical money-saving ideas with the broader goal of simplifying routines and reducing consumption. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, frugality as a mindset rather than a temporary money-saving tactic. A central idea in the book is that frugal living works best when it is treated as a mindset, not as a short-term emergency response. That distinction matters because many people can cut spending for a week or two, but sustaining a budget requires a deeper change in how purchases are evaluated. The book appears to frame frugality as a way of thinking that helps readers question habits, identify wants versus needs, and make more deliberate choices. This approach is important because it shifts attention away from deprivation and toward intention. Instead of focusing only on what must be removed, the reader is encouraged to develop a stable attitude that values resourcefulness, restraint, and long-term financial clarity. In the broader self-help finance category, this kind of mindset-based framing is common, but here it is paired with simplicity and everyday practicality, which makes the concept easier to apply in real household decisions. Secondly, simplifying daily routines to reduce both cost and mental clutter. The title suggests that the book connects frugality with simplification, which is a useful distinction. Saving money is often more effective when paired with fewer decisions, fewer possessions, and less routine complexity, because clutter usually creates indirect costs in time, upkeep, and impulse spending. A simpler life can reduce the need for constant consumption, replacement purchases, and convenience-based expenses that add up over time. This is where the book likely stands apart from narrow budgeting guides. It does not seem to treat money management as an isolated spreadsheet exercise, but as part of an overall lifestyle that is easier to maintain. The value of simplification is that it can make frugality feel sustainable. When household systems are streamlined, readers are less likely to revert to expensive shortcuts or wasteful habits. The result is a practical link between organization, discipline, and financial control. Thirdly, using small, repeatable habits to make budget living realistic. The available description and title imply a step-by-step structure built around multiple ways of living more cheaply, which suggests an emphasis on repeatable habits rather than dramatic sacrifice. This is significant because long-term budget living depends on ordinary decisions, how often to buy convenience items, how meals are planned, how household spending is reviewed, and how non-essential purchases are delayed. Small habits are powerful because they accumulate quietly and can be maintained without requiring major lifestyle disruption. For readers, this makes frugality more accessible, especially for those who are overwhelmed by strict savings plans or large-scale financial overhauls. The book likely appeals to people who want practical entry points instead of rigid rules. That makes its method easier to adopt across different income levels, since small adjustments can be adapted to many household situations. In frugal living literature, habit formation is often more useful than one-time tips, and that appears to be a core strength here. Fourthly, balancing thrift with comfort so frugality does not feel punitive. A notable implication of the title is that the book aims to help readers enjoy life on a budget, not merely endure it. That emphasis is important because many frugality books fail when they make saving money feel like punishment. A more durable approach recognizes that people are more likely to keep budget-friendly habits if those habits still leave room for comfort, satisfaction, and personal preference. The phrase "enjoy life on a budget" suggests that the book likely encourages trade-offs rather than absolute restriction. This means readers are not simply told to eliminate spending across the board, but to spend more intentionally on what matters and less on what does not. That balance is one reason the book fits the practical end of the simple living genre rather than an extreme austerity model. It likely speaks to readers who want financial discipline without adopting a joyless or overly rigid lifestyle, making frugality feel livable rather than extreme. Lastly, a broad, idea-driven handbook for readers seeking accessible frugal inspiration. The structure implied by 40 different ways suggests a broad, modular format that gives readers many entry points into frugal living. This is useful because people come to budgeting with different needs. Some want to reduce household expenses. Others want to simplify routines and others are just looking for a more controlled relationship with spending. A collection-style format allows the book to address frugality as a flexible practice rather than a single system. That breadth can be especially valuable for beginners who need ideas they can test gradually. It also means the book is likely more inspirational and practical than technical, since the focus is on accessible ways to change behavior rather than on advanced financial planning. In a crowded category, this kind of handbook stands out when it translates broad principles into manageable actions. Readers can move through it selectively, apply what fits their situation, and build a personalized approach to living well within their means. In conclusion, Living Frugal and Thriving is best suited for readers who want a straightforward, lifestyle-oriented approach to saving money. It should appeal to people who are new to frugality, those trying to simplify an overly expensive routine, and anyone who prefers practical guidance over dense financial instruction. The book's value lies in its emphasis on mindset, simplicity, and sustainable habit change rather than dramatic austerity. That makes it useful for readers who want to reduce spending without feeling that every comfort must be sacrificed. Compared with more technical budgeting books, it appears more approachable and more focused on everyday behavior. Compared with extreme minimalism titles, it seems less concerned with rigid reduction and more concerned with making frugal living workable and agreeable. Its likely strength is that it treats budget living as a realistic lifestyle choice, not a temporary hardship. For readers looking for manageable ideas that can be adapted gradually, this positioning makes the book a practical entry point into simple living and financial restraint. If you would like to support Kathy Stanton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.